We're learning the laws of Shabbos. We are now up to the fifth malacha, that of dosh, threshing. We've been discussing so far the stage in making bread, in which, in the order of how we've been seeing it in the Kitzur of Shabbos, Zareya, which is planting, Chereish, plowing, Kitzur, harvesting. Yesterday we saw the fourth malacha, Maimir, that after we harvest, we gather everything together. And then the next malacha, malacha number 5 of the Lamates Malachos, is dosh, threshing. And it's brought down in the Sefer, the 39 malachos. What exactly does that mean? At least threshing in early times, and then threshing in more modern times. So I'd like to share with you as an introduction the following two English paragraphs. In the early days, threshing was often accompanied by humans. People would simply stamp upon piles of the stalks, thereby breaking off the kernels and detaching the chaff. Farmers also used hand tools for this task. Commonly used threshing device was the flail, which consisted of free-swinging stick, which was tied to the end of a long handle. The handle would be swung downward, causing the free-swinging stick to strike the stalks with great force. Also, he says that animals were also employed for threshing purposes. Horses or oxen would be driven over bundles of stalks to trample them. Or at times, the ox or other beasts of burden would be harnessed to a wooden platform, which would be dragged by the animal over piles of stalks, thereby detaching the kernels. So, dosh, this threshing, is the separation in order to be able to move on to the next stage of ultimately making pas, making bread. Now, nowadays, there is a machine, as he explains here, and he actually goes through in great length explaining all the movable parts of this new farming equipment called a combines, which is a combination of two machines, a reaper and a thresher. The large machine moves along the fields, and we actually think about how this is done. You've seen it before. It's called a combines, which is a combination of many malachos that are taking place with this one machine. It cuts the stalks, which is kotzer, the harvesting. It collects them into small elevators, which is ma'amer, which is the malach we talked about yesterday, which pulls the cut stalks into revolving cylinders designed with teeth that detach the grain from the straw, which is the threshing, the separation. The grain is then separated from the chaff by a blower, which is a form of winnowing, which is a later malacha, which in good old days used to throw it up in the air, and through the means of the air, the wind would cause the debris to be separated. Thereupon, sieves and other devices further separate the straw and chaff from the grain. So nowadays we have a specific machine that takes care of all these malachos at the same time. Of course, we have them all separated, and many other halachos pertain or are connected to them. So the question is, well, I don't really dry this combines, and I don't really separate these things with these different tools or pull oxen to thresh. So how does this really apply to us? So it's brought down in the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Shinchav, Dini Schita B'Shabbos, when it comes to squeezing something that also falls into this category, as we'll now see. It's brought down in Sif Aleph, Zeisim V'Anovim. There's a category unto itself, which are olives and grapes. Asu Asachton. You're not allowed to squeeze olives or grapes on Shabbos. And the reason, as the Mishnah Berurah says, v'hasoichatan, one who squeezes specifically olives or grapes, chai mishim afarik, who tolada dedosh, this falls under the malach of threshing. By squeezing out an olive to get its juice, or grapes to get its juice, that falls under the category of threshing. Because just as the threshing, as the separation of the actual grains from the straw, from the chaff, once that's separated, that's the same thing as separating the liquid, which is what you want, from the grapes or the olives. Now, when it comes to schita, as we're going to see, it's specifically olives and grapes that by squeezing them, you have violated a malach, an isser d'oraisa. When it comes to all other things, it has a completely different category. It's not considered to be a deraisa by squeezing those things. And we'll see if there really makes a major difference, l'halacha, whether it's deraisa or rabbanon. But the significant difference, why we make a difference between olives and grapes, is because it is always the purpose of olives and grapes, other than, of course, you can eat them onto itself, but many people all the time are accustomed to squeezing olives for olive oil and grapes for its juice. And therefore, that's the derech, that's the normal way it's done. Therefore, it's considered to be under the category of dash, which is the normal way of removing the grain from the straw. So in this, the Mishnah Berurah further says, he says that it's also to squeeze these fruits, gezerah shema yavol sachtel chatchila, because we're concerned that even if it turns out v'im yotza me'atzman, that the juice flowed out by itself, I didn't squeeze them, you're still not allowed to drink that juice. So for example, let's say you have a whole cluster of grapes in a bowl, and you take those grapes out, and you see that there is juice which was on the bottom of this bowl, you're not allowed to drink that juice, even though I didn't squeeze it at all. But the point is that since it's typically used for squeezing, you may end up enjoying this juice and say, you know what, I like this juice, I might as well squeeze more grapes in order to produce more of this drink. And therefore, you're not even allowed to drink that which flowed out of the fruit naturally, even without you squeezing it, because of the concern that you may end up squeezing it yourself. However, then he continues and says, the Mechaber, that filo hayu omden el lachila, even if we're dealing with grapes and olives that typically you would want maybe for drinking, possibly, or for the liquid, even if your intention in this situation is lachila, just eat them, we do not care. Any liquid that comes out of this grape or olive, you're not allowed to have. However, when it comes to tusim v'rimoinim, also a sachton, you're not allowed to squeeze berries or pomegranates, and the Mishnah Berurah says apples, tapuchim, also fall under this category as well, or any other fruits for that matter, which it's more often that people will eat them and then to have them squeezed, at least then. So we say you're not allowed to squeeze them also. However, im yotzei me'atzman, it depends. If the juice came out by itself, im omden l'achil mutter, if you really just wanted to eat those fruits, then you're allowed to drink that juice. But if your intention was for the berries to actually have juice, and you found that juice on the bottom of a bowl, you're not allowed to drink it. So again, we see a distinction over here. There's a distinction in the event that when it comes to olives and grapes, that if you would find that juice, you're not allowed to drink it. However, when it comes to all other fruits, that if you would have found the juice which flowed naturally from this fruit on Shabbos, you would be allowed to drink this juice in a situation where those other fruits, the purpose of them were for eating. Then it's acceptable. And then he says as follows: the whole zedafka lischot aser, the whole prohibition is squeezing of a mutter limtsois bepiv min hanavim hamashke shibahen. If you want, you can take a grape. And we see this, people who take orange slices and they put them in their mouth and they squeeze the juice out of that fruit, that's not an issue. Because, as the Mishnah Berurah says, mitam de'in derech schita b'fiv, once it's in your mouth, it's not considered to be the normal way of squeezing. Generally, you'll squeeze the fruit from your hand for it to fall into a cup or onto some food. But to put it into your mouth for it to be squeezed, that's not considered to be schita. That's not squeezing, and which is a violation. The whole davar de'in darko b'kach lo gozrubo, something which is not the normal way, is not, we don't say it's a gezera. And therefore, a person could put any fruit they want and could suck the juice out of a fruit, and it's not considered to be an iser of schita on Shabbos. One is allowed to do that. The yesh asurim limsos mepeh. The Ramah does say that there are those who forbid it, but again, there is certainly room to be makel, to be lenient in this situation. But again, the whole distinction is only in this situation in which the fruit was for the purpose of eating and the juice came out naturally. But when it comes to any fruit, it doesn't matter if it's the Rabbanon, even things which are not olives or grapes, one is not allowed to squeeze them, because that's considered to be under the tolda, the subcategory of tolda of the Tolda of Dash of Threshing.